The Nova Guest List Podcast
with Kieran McGuinness.
The very best in indie, alternative and homegrown music from the seriously addictive Radio Nova.
Yes, it's Radio Nova, it's Kieran McGuinness. This is the All Irish Hour. We play amazing songs that are Irish. We play songs you know and songs that we think you're going to love. And we're very, very, very lucky to be joined by Peter Devlin. How's it going, Peter?
It's going great. Thanks for having me. It's good difficult. To be back in the Nova Studios.
Yeah, it's difficult to find parking, isn't it?
Oh my God. And there's some gig on. I don't know who's playing the Three Arena, but it's just mayhem out there.
Mayhem, yeah. Well, look, I'm delighted you're here. We are going to chat about the brand new album. We are going to chat about the last couple of years of the Devlins and you, hopefully. And we're going to play some great music. Our first choice chosen by you is The Blades. Why are we playing The Blades?
The Irish band that inspired me to pick up a guitar and get into a band. I used to go and see them in the Bag It In. I was too young to get in. I used to sneak in. The cue was I'd go around the side lane, the little alleyway, and when they played their first song, my friend Ken would open the emergency exit and I'd sneak in and watch them, and I just love The Blades.
Yeah, they're amazing. Let's chat about music with Peter Devlin. This is Radio Nova and this is The Blades. The Blades on Radio Nova, Denmark, an absolute classic from the early 80s. And we have Peter Devlin in the hot seat. How's it going, Peter?
It's going very well.
How do you feel about being back in Nova?
It's great to be back in Nova. I miss it. And, you know, I do hope to return at some stage, you know, when things calm down a bit. But, it's good to be back. And I love doing it. I can't believe it was, like, I think it's nearly 7 years or something.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Well, I mean, when I came in first, you know, it was Peter Devlin. What is Peter playing? And I'd have a look at the playlist that you played and be like, oh, that's a good one. I'll sneak that into my show if I can. But obviously it would be great to have you back. But you talk about things having to calm down. You have just released your fifth album, All of the Days, a week or two ago. Your first in a decade. I mean, there's so much to talk about there. We'll get onto it in a minute, but it must just be... How does it feel to have it out?
It feels great. We really enjoyed making it. I think it's the best album we've made. You know, Colin's writing on this one is just brilliant. If I have to say so myself, it's like...
It's okay for you to say it, I think.
Yeah,
a bit
I can
here.
Say it. There was no pressure. We're with an indie label in the States. They're based in LA, and they just said, make the record you want to make. So we really enjoyed it, and it was kind of... We were relaxed. We'd a great producer. Rob Kerwin.
Rob. He did a couple of our albums. Yeah.
Hosier and worked with you guys and worked with who else did he do? The last PJ Harvey record. You
know, he does a lot with her.
So it was good to work. He, you know, brought something different to the record.
Well, we'll go deep on the record shortly, and we're going to play some selections of songs that you've chosen. But I want to play this one. This is brand new by Morgana from Saint Sister, who I know you're a fan of. Mm-hmm. This is brand new from her. I love this song. I think you're going to like this one. There's a kind of an 80s Paul Simon vibe off it or something. This is the debut single by Morgana. This is I'll Cry When I'm Dead on Radio Nova. The Undertones, Wednesday week on Radio Nova. And Peter, you chose that song. Why did you choose that song?
One of my favourite Irish bands, because my older brother, Porrick, who's not in the band and is not a musician, but has the best taste in music and the best record collection of anyone I know. And when we were growing up, he was the first person in school to have the Undertones' first album, The Outcasts, you know, AC/DC, Tonic for the Troops, all of those records. And he basically, you know, shared his collection with Colin and myself. So,
was there pressure from your mom to get him into the band or anything like that?
No. we tried to pressure him into managing us, but he was far too smart for that.
That's a good move. So we're going to be chatting about the album All the Days in a minute after the ads here. And if you'd like to get in touch with Peter, you can, of course. It's 087-1818-100 or at Radio Nova 100 on Twitter or Facebook. Do get in touch. Let's have a chat. We're going to chat about the album All the Days up after this, aren't we, Peter?
Yeah, we are.
Yes, we are. It's Radio Nova. Nova. Yes, it's Radio Nova. It's Kieran McGuinness. It's the All Irish Hour, and we're very, very lucky to be guested, to be, you know, gifted the velvet throat of Peter Devlin. Is that what the velvet? That's good. Yeah. So the new album is All the Days. It's your fifth album, and it's the first in a decade. I mean, I'm so many questions, but I suppose was there a period where this wasn't going to happen? How did it come together?
No, there was never a period where we weren't going to get back in the studio. We'd been talking about it for 10 years, but it's just, you know, being self-employed, independent musicians, you kind of, you know, you take the gigs when they come, and that could be going off on tour. It could be like a musical director gig or a TV gig or doing soundtracks. And we were always, you know, doing something. And those projects usually will last for a few months at a time. But it was sort of around the lockdown time that nobody was working. Mm. And we said, okay, now's the time to get into the studio and do this album. So that's kind of how it happened.
And is it the case where, and forgive me for asking the question, but is it a case where Colin says, I've got a bunch of songs, or is it that everyone says, we all have these bunches? How does it come together?
Kind of like Colin would you know, send a song, you know, every, you know, few weeks or months or whatever. And then when we all kind of sort of agreed, yes, there's enough here for a record, then we all got into a studio, did some pre-production, rehearsed them, play them live before going in to actually record. So we all got together in Camden Studios in town, and Rob Kerwin came on board to produce.
But before you got into the studio, was there any ethos about the album, or like, was there any kind of, you know, like, we're going to do this one like this, or feeling that we went into it, did that come before you went in, when the songs came together?
Well, we said that we wanted to play it live. You know, we wanted to record these as the band playing live, because we've been playing for so long together. But also, I think the influence, especially, you know, with lyrically, and also in some of the songs musically, was, I suppose, the loss of parents. Colin and myself, we lost our parents around that time. Mark, our guitar player, he lost his mum as well. Since the last album, you know, we've become parents and ourselves, and watched kids grow up, you know, and it's that whole circle of life thing, you know.
Yeah, there's a huge amount of life going on in that.
Yeah, so there's a lot going on. So that's, that's probably the main influence. But there's a lot of positivity, you know. It's not a down record. There's always something up and positive about the songs.
Okay, so the first single was All the Days. Can you tell us just briefly a little bit about the song before we play it?
Well, that kind of encapsulates that whole mood, that feeling where, you know, you're looking at the passing of time and you know, the time that you have with your friends and family.
Yeah, well, it's a great song, great first single as well. And I said this to you off mic, but it's a big sound, you know, it's a big kind of confident sound, you know, it's great. This is All the Days by the Devlins, from the album All the Days, the first single from it. This is Radio Nova. Yeah, All the Days by the Devlins. I know that you really like that line, come down from the heavens. I know you like that. You said that to me before. So that was All the Days. So the album, you recorded it live. When you're recording live, there's a temptation to, I think, you know, from my experience, to kind of go from the takes that have the most energy as opposed to the takes that are most perfect. Like, is that something you have to, you have to watch, or is it just whatever happens?
I think it's a bit of both. You know, that's where a producer will also, you know, have some influence on the choice of take, where he'll say, yeah, that's the one that nailed it. But I think generally it's when we're playing together in the room and then you hit the last chord or the last note, and you let it ring.
Don't mess it up.
Don't mess it up. Everybody. But you're looking. Everybody's looking at it. And then the nodding starts. And you're going, like, okay.
Yeah,
that's,
I know. Yeah, I love
that's
that.
The one. And that's a great moment.
Yeah,
you know that it's going to be, that's the one that will be on the album, that will be on Spotify forever, you know, that, you know, people like you hope will like. And it's a great feeling.
Yeah, no, it's great. Well, look, congratulations. I was thinking, it's very cinematic, and I was thinking, geez, the lads love getting on a soundtrack now, so they do the Devlins. Do you think about things like that when you're writing songs? You go, oh, this one would sound great in the new whatever film.
No, we never really, you know, if you're trying to make music for either, you know, to be a pop hit or to be a soundtrack, you know, it's not going to work.
I know what you mean.
Our first album, we chose a producer called Malcolm Byrne, who'd worked with Chris Whitley, and he had this amazing record. And I heard one of the songs on a soundtrack. I think it was a film, Thelma and Louise, I think. And I just thought, wow, the sound of that is amazing. So we loved that sound. And the first album, you know, we did have a few placements on that. And, you know, from there, I think somebody came to one of our gigs who did the music placement for HBO when we were playing in LA. And they saw the band, liked the band, put us on
Grey's Anatomy or something, was it?
No, it was Six Feet Under was the first one.
Six Feet Under, yeah.
And then, you know, then Sopranos and then all of those.
Oh, look,
shows.
It's amazing. So, it's amazing stuff to have, you know, absolutely. I'm going to play another song, Slipping Through Your Hands. I like this one. There's some good bass work on this one. There's a good groove on this. Do you have any thoughts on Slipping Through Your Hands?
Yeah, just the lads were saying this is my, you know, my it starts with a 1 minute bass solo. But yeah. I don't know. It's another song about, you know, that passing of time and friends and family and relationships. And it's sort of, again, that mood that's running through the album.
Slipping Through Your Hands, The Devlins, featuring some slap on the bass, Peter Devlin. It's Radio Nova. There you go, that is Slipping Through Your Hands by The Devlins on Radio Nova. It's Kieran McGuinness, it is the All Irish Hour. We're joined by Peter Devlin, doing a little bit of a co-present. He's in his natural habitat with us here. So there's a gig on Thursday, and it's not your first gig recently, because you played in LA during the week, is that right?
Last week, yeah, we played the Whiskey.
It's good. It's good practice to play Whelan's, to play the Whiskey in LA.
I think so.
Yeah. A lot of bands should do that.
Yeah, just a warm up.
Yeah,
a warm up set. But it was great crack. But on the same night, on the same block, in a venue just off, like literally a few doors up, which is the Roxy, Motley Crue were playing.
Great.
And after our sound check, to kill some time, so we took a little walk up to the Roxy to marvel at the audience who were queuing around the block to get into the gig, and it was indeed a Motley Crue outside for the gig.
I'd say, I wonder what that crowd would look like. Yes, I can probably imagine it. Classic stuff from them. That's great. So this Thursday is Whelan's. I guess that's the album launch, right?
Yeah, so we're playing Whelan's on Thursday the 24th, and
I assume that's completely sold out.
I think it's sold out, yeah. I mean, well, last week I heard there was only like 20 tickets left, so I don't know.
Well, if there's a chance, get into the internet there, folks, and get a ticket if there's a chance. What a brilliant gig that would be. Is that a greatest hit set, or is it like just a very album focused? I mean, I know that people would love either, but how do you feel about it?
I would say, you know, maybe four, maximum five new songs when you're playing a set, when you're introducing a new album.
Okay.
So we'll do that, and then a mixture from all the other
sounds albums. Like a greatest hit set to me. I love it. Yeah. So you know the band Sack, right?
Yeah.
I guess they would have been contemporaries in the 90s, right?
Yeah, and we did a few gigs. We did the Other Voices TV show with them.
And, which just announced its brilliant lineup this week, actually. I love Other Voices down in Dingle, absolutely brilliant. So you played them. They've just announced a brand new album. Now, this is going to shock you, Peter, but they haven't done an album in a very long time, and they're back to do another critically acclaimed album. So I don't know if you've got any.
Wow, that's so predictable.
It's just what people are doing these days. The new album is called Wake Up People, getting great reviews. This is the new single from it. This is Do You Need Love by Sack, from their new album, which was released this weekend. It's Radio Nova. Yeah, that is Do You Need Love by Sack from the album Wake Up People, which came out, their first album in 20 years, which is just amazing, really. Fair play to them. Sounds great.
Yeah,
sounds really good. So a couple of questions coming in. So if you'd like to ask Peter a question, of course you're very welcome. 087-1818-100 on WhatsApp or text. And I'm keeping an eye on the Twitter as well, at Radio Nova 100 on Twitter or Facebook. Do you want to do some questions now? Do you want to do a quick one?
Yeah, why not? As long as it's not my wife saying, can you get milk and bread?
Your wife says, can you get milk and bread? No, I don't know who this person is. She's not your wife. Hi, Helen. Helen says, do people think the band name is something to do with the devil?
We did. There was a stage where people wore little devil horns at the gigs, only in the States.
I was going to say, because people wouldn't see that as a second name, right?
No. And also, a lot of people thought it was a made-up name.
Okay.
Like, you know, like the Ramones or the Smiths, or, you know, that it was just like a name for a band, a made-up. So.
And how did you meet Colin?
Yeah.
That kind of thing, yeah. Okay. Johnny says, do you miss radio?
I do. I do miss radio.
Do you still listen to new stuff in the same way? And
Not as much. I try, but that's what I loved about doing the show. Just listening to new music, going to gigs, and it just kept me.
It must be great fun though, back playing gigs with the lads, is it?
It is. It's great. It's great playing, and like the All Together Now Festival was great. We did two sets down there, and really enjoyed that. And LA as well is always good fun. And then at the gig, the lads from the Rembrandts came down to see us play.
Oh,
they know the head of the label, and they came to the gig, and then we met them afterwards, and they're telling us all about that song that they wrote for the Friends theme tune. You know, I'll Be There For You.
I kind of do, yeah. I don't know the song version, but I know the theme. Yeah,
it's a single, yeah.
Yeah.
But the TV producer said, we're going to put this on and it's going to be a huge hit single, but we're creating that hit, so we need a writing credit. So all of those other songs are just the two lads are credited. But if you look at that,
it's like 100 people read it.
There's three. It's like, you know, the two lads, and then, you know, Goldberg, Weinstein, yeah, Kaufman, yeah. You know, added as writing credits. So they're all making money off it.
Well, fair play to them. Let's play another one of your selections after this. It's Radio Nova. I'm here with Peter Devlin on the All Irish Hour.
Mischief Nova.
Yeah, it's Radio Nova. It's the All Irish Hour. I'm here with Peter Devlin. And I asked him to send in some songs to play on the show and, you know, talk about them. And he sent in a song by a band called Old Hannah called The Way Light Falls Upon Water. This is an interesting one. I don't know this one so well. Why did you choose this?
I love the song. I don't know anything about the band.
They're from Sligo.
That's all more than I know, but it reminds me of one of my favourite bands. This track reminds me of one of my favourite bands, Prefab Sprout, some of their early stuff. I just love it.
Yeah, no, it's really good. The Way Light Falls Upon Water, recommended by Peter Devlin. It's Radio Nova. Yeah, that is The Way Light Falls Upon Water by Old Hannah. Great choice. By Peter Devlin. We are here chatting with Peter about the new album and stuff like that. Text in. I'm not sure who it's from. It says, I listen to Nova every day. I love Drift, one of my favourite albums. And that was your debut.
Oh, yeah, it was. Thanks very much.
So, do you get that a lot of people like, coming up to you and wanting to reminisce and stuff? Because you've been around for a little while.
Yeah.
In the best possible way, of course.
Yeah.
Experienced.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. And it's nice, you know, especially at gigs and festivals and things like that. And even, you know, the recent gigs with people picking certain songs from the new album where they say that's the standout for me, and where,
oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, we haven't really, wouldn't have thought of it as a potential single or whatever. Drift, that kind of, it connected with a lot of people.
Yeah, and people have their own kind of, they have their own stories to do it, and they want to tell you about those stories, and mm-hmm. It's all very exciting. But look, it's brilliant to have you in. Congratulations on the new album. I'd say it'll be a lot of fun over the next little while. And looking forward to, I won't get in on Thursday because it's so sold out that I won't make it, and I definitely won't ask for guest lists or anything. But
you're very welcome to come.
Oh, excellent. See that?
Yeah.
That's what it gets you. The old radio show. But thank you for coming in. I'm going to play a new band for you called The Fae. Have you heard of The Fae?
I have. Yes.
Yes, I really like this. This is a brand new song called Like Your Man. And then we'll have a little chat out of your other choice, Van Morrison. But it's been lovely having you. Have you enjoyed it?
I have enjoyed it.
It's gone by quick, hasn't it?
Thank you. Very quick, yeah. Thank you for inviting me.
No problem. This is new from The Fae on Radio Nova.
The Nova Guest List Podcast with Kieran McGuinness. The very best in indie, alternative and homegrown music from the seriously addictive Radio Nova.